This popularity put the Sanhedrin and Pharisees in a bind. If they tried to arrest him or denounce him publicly, they could lose their stature in the eyes of the people and perhaps even cause widespread rioting. In their jealousy and fear of losing power, the Pharisees and Sanhedrin started to plot the death of Jesus of Nazareth. They knew that they had to entrap Jesus by his own words, and their spies had reported back to them numerous times about how Jesus was constantly expounding that he was the Messiah who had been prophesied. They knew he was a threat to their power, and as the popularity of Jesus grew, it also became more of a threat. They knew they could not let him run rampant throughout the country, spouting his heresies and blasphemies against strict Judaic laws, but they also knew he was becoming bolder and more argumentative with his preaching and words, and it was in the law that they felt they could entrap him. Jesus was preaching and expounding on a loving God, a God who was forgiving and kind, while the Pharisees and Sanhedrin remained loyal to the God of Moses, who set down strict laws and commandments. The God of Moses was such that if you didn't believe in him, then you would have a vengeful and wrathful God who would rain havoc upon you, and you would be condemned to a life of misery and hell on the judgment day. But here was Jesus, sent as God's messenger to try and set the truth down once and for all. You must realize that religion at that time, as even sadly today, is based on guilt, unworthiness, and fear of God. Christ's sermons in his public life show his kindness and wisdom in bringing about the new law. His Beatitudes, I feel, are even more powerful than any other religious writings. His taught the simplistic commandments of love your neighbor as yourself and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. These time-tested pearls of wisdom take in almost all the Ten Commandments, except for the first couple, which are basically, you shall have no other gods before me, and take no graven image of me, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord God in vain, and keep the Sabbath day holy. The Judaic concept of God attributes to him many human qualities, like love, anger, jealousy, etc. The God of the Ten Commandments is definitely an Old Testament God that has the human traits of anger and jealousy, and even says he is jealous in the Hebrew text of the First Commandment. With this in mind, the teachings of Christ were too simple for the heavy dogma of that day. This is not to cast aspersions, for people only know what they have been taught. It even exists today, for when I do my readings, people in dire straits wonder if God hates them, or if they have done something to anger God, or if God doesn't care about them. None of the above is true, but old norms die hard, and Christ certainly had a miserable, hard journey set upon him by his chart for God. Yet Christ persevered. Even taking on the Sanhedrin and every type of ridicule and skepticism. As I stated earlier, he was almost thrown off a cliff, and several times people wanted to stone him to death because of his teachings. Christ kept moving around, trying to reach as many people as fast as he could, because he knew his time was short. He traveled mainly in Galilee, because when he went to Judea, he was persecuted more often by his enemies. He was welcomed into many of the best homes, usually by people who were more inclined to Gnostic beliefs and were believers sympathetic to his ministry. I'm sure you can find some of the Beatitudes he gave during his public life, but I would like to put them here in the hope that you will read them maybe with new eyes or with a deeper meaning of his ministry. There are actually two sets of Beatitudes, the more well-known ones found in chapter 5 of Matthew and the lesser-known ones found in chapter 6 of Luke, which many times gave the same wisdom but in different words. The Beatitudes cover and address all facets of life, and we will begin with what we might call the secondary Beatitudes found in Luke.